feel like I can step in and be able to lead an NFL team. Whether I'm the starter right away or I'm the backup and have to sit for a year and learn, I'll let teams, you know, decide that on where they feel I need to go and who decides to pick me. So I'm going to be grateful wherever I land.
After making noise at the NFL Combine, Utah State quarterback Jordan Love has been creeping up draft boards everywhere. But while his eye-popping arm strength has some teams praying he's the second coming of Patrick Mahomes, his college tape and his penchant for turnovers has invited skepticism as well. Today, a closer look at the most polarizing prospect in this year's draft. I'm Mina Kimes. It's Wednesday, April 8th. This is ESPN Daily. Tim, are you ready for the draft?
I'm ready for something. I don't know if it's the draft specifically, but something.
Tim Kuhn is a senior writer for ESPN. He recently reported on Jordan Love. So, Tim, every year in the NFL draft, there is a quarterback who seems to inspire, shall we say, heated debate. Often, I've found it's a player with extraordinary physical tools, but someone whose tape is complicated. So you end up with passionate supporters and equally passionate critics. Somewhat ironically, the name of the player who I think fits that category this year is Jordan Love. Why do you think he inspires that sort of reaction?
Well, Mina, I think there's, for the reasons that you mentioned, he has such incredible physical gifts. He has shown the propensity to be so good. I mean, he does things that none of these other guys can do.
Jordan Love takes a shot on cue from Bruce. Caught! Touchdown, Aggies!
And the sort of the other side of it, the divisive side of it, if you want to use that word, is that there are times when he can be worse than any of them, and he does things that make you scratch your head.
Love can't take a sack here. Can't take that either. Intercepted!
But the upside is so high that you have to think that NFL teams look at him and think, what could this be with the right coaching and in the right system?
Tim, I think part of the reason there's so much interest and intrigue around Jordan Love is not everybody's actually seen him play, right, since he was at Utah State. How did he end up there in the first place?
He was actually fortunate to end up there, because he wasn't recruited by any Division I team when he was in high school in Bakersfield. He went to a team camp at Utah State after his junior year in high school. And the coach, Matt Wells, kind of saw these physical gifts and this kind of gangly 180-pound body. And they started taking a closer look at him, and they put him through some drills. They tried to put pressure on him to see what he was made of. And by the end of that camp, they had offered him a scholarship, and it was his only Division I scholarship. And it's funny now, because we're talking about a guy who might go in the top 10 in the NFL draft, and people wonder, like, how did he end up at Utah State? Feels like he settled for something. But at the time, he was thrilled.
So at what point when he was at Utah State did he turn into a legitimate NFL prospect?
His redshirt sophomore season was a revelation.
Love all day. End zone. Back shoulder touchdown. And the fourth touchdown of the quarter.
He was spectacular. He had 32 touchdowns and only 5 interceptions. He had really, really good games against top competition. Played excellent against Michigan State.
Handoff. No, it's kept. And he's in. It's Jordan Love on the fake. And a touchdown for the quarterback. The Aggies have the lead.
In a game that Utah State only lost by a touchdown, that really put him on the map. They were like the Facebook team in 2018, because they had games that were only broadcast on Facebook. It took something for him to be seen. Playing against these top teams, playing as well as he did, showing the skills that he did, those were really, really instrumental in putting him on the national map and getting NFL scouts to Logan, Utah.
Jordan Love down the field. Caught! Touchdown, Aggies!
Beautiful job by Love. Often a back shoulder fade.
So, Tim, you have watched a lot of Jordan Love football. Tell us, what is it like watching him play?
I think that my favorite Jordan Love plays are these. He's in the pocket, he's kind of moving around, and all of a sudden, without you really even noticing it, the ball's out. Like, the ball just almost kind of materializes out of his shoulder 50 yards downfield.
Pocket for Love, down the middle, Boggs has it, to the end zone for the touchdown.
Really just a knife right down the middle of the field that time.
It's so quick, and it's so decisive when he's right, that it's really unlike almost anyone else. I mean, it's Mahomesian, if that's a word.
I think Mahomesian is the right word, because sometimes when he launches it, it almost makes you giggle at the improbability of it.
It does. It's exactly. And it's like, whoa, like, and then next thing you know, there's the guy's catching the ball and he's walking into the end zone. It is fun. It's rare.
Well, Tim, you mentioned that you were watching him in 2018 and you saw a lot of these highlights. What happened this season?
Not what happened his sophomore season, I think it's safe to say. His statistics weren't that much different until you look at the interception number. He had 17 interceptions, which was more than any Division I quarterback.
Love looking that way. Instead, he'll float it on the fade. It is intercepted.
It was a combination of things, as it probably always is. He lost 9 starters from the year before. He had a new coaching staff that had the added twist of running the old offense with guys who had never coached it before, which is just a kind of an odd thing that Gary Anderson did at Utah State, mostly because of Jordan Love. He wanted him to remain comfortable. The problem was he ended up kind of being a coach at the same time as being the quarterback, because he had all these new guys and he was running an offense that the coaches really weren't that comfortable coaching. So he tried to do a lot. He really, really tried to lift that team by himself, which led to him kind of getting out over his skis a little bit, trying to make plays that weren't there. And, you know, there's other times where you just look and you think, God, you know, he had to see that linebacker, right? Like, there's no way that he missed that, because there are times when he just threw the ball it basically right to the other team.
This is just a frustration throw. He's covered like a blanket. I think that was the throw that Love would want back.
What happened to Jordan Love's standing as a prospect after the college football season ended?
It sure didn't seem to drop. It seemed like he kind of rocketed up these, you know, mock drafts. I think he became the guy of the moment, you know, to the point where our Todd McShay has him going 6th to the Chargers in his latest mock draft.
I think Jordan Love is more of today's NFL quarterback. I think he has the quick twitch. I think he's capable of going through his progressions faster. I think he gets the ball out quicker. So to me, Jordan Love is the third best quarterback.
It's a sign of the NFL team sort of getting to know him a little bit better and talking to him, even though it's been such a very strange pre-draft process. They did have the combine. He did everything at the combine that he could have, which in retrospect looks really smart. Teams got to know him as a person a little bit, and I think they got to know his circumstance where they might have had an idea of why he had 17 interceptions and his season wasn't quite what they expected. But I think sitting down and talking to him probably allayed some of their fears as to who he is.
They also got to shake his enormous hands.
They did. And just imagine how the ball will never come out of those hands.
All right. After the break, let's take a look at where Jordan Love fits into the puzzle that is this year's NFL draft. Hi, guys. Given everything that is happening in the world right now, most of us are buying things online. I saw that AT&T started doing 2 really helpful things for those who want to buy a new phone or device online. They are offering fast, free, non-contact delivery and curbside pickup so that online shopping is as simple and safe as possible. On top of that, they have a flexible return policy so you can shop at ease. You can visit att.com to learn how to shop online from the safety of your home 24/7. Subject to change, restrictions apply. So, Tim, in reporting this story, you spoke to Jordan Love. What is he like?
I would describe him, Mina, as someone who seems very comfortable with himself. I mean, he just seems like a really down-to-earth guy, which would very much go toward what we are talking about, where he came from, how he grew up. All of that seems to point to a very confident and pretty self-assured young man.
Well, how did he grow up? What was his upbringing like?
Well, he grew up as the son of two California Highway Patrol officers, very middle class, grew up in Bakersfield. Football wasn't always primary. Basketball was his first couple years in high school until he really blossomed as a quarterback. And, you know, the defining event of his childhood came when he was 14 years old and he was at a AAU basketball tournament and his father, Orban, killed himself. He shot himself in the family home. That is really the moment that Jordan had the opportunity to go one way or the other. And he definitely became, you know, a stronger person.
As his profile has risen, especially over the last few months, how has he responded to sort of this increased level of scrutiny?
Well, I think he's handled it very well. I it almost feels like he's expected it. You know, we may not have, but I think he knew that he was going to be put in this position. It's why he declared to come out this year rather than transfer or go back to Utah State. And, you know, he knew he was going to be asked about the impact that his father had on his life and his father's death had on his life. And, you know, as he told me, he said, I talk to them when they ask me, how have you faced adversity off the football field?
In my life alone, you know, I've had to face some real stuff. So, you know, obviously, I just look at it, you know, football, that's what I love to play. It's fun. It's my passion. So all that stuff, it comes easy for me. I never let a moment of football get, you know, bigger than, you know, what I've had to face in my actual life. So, it's fun.
He says, I point to that not to get sympathy and not seeking pity, but just to explain, look, I've gone through some real life things and here I am. This is who I am. Judge me for what you see in front of you. And I think it's really a sign of his maturity that's how he's approached this.
What about when he's asked about the adversity he's faced on the field and how perhaps that's factored into, you know, his lackluster 2019 season?
It's funny. I think he's been given, from what I understand, every possible opportunity to place the blame somewhere else, where it might be the coaching staff at Utah State, or it might be the fact that he had 9 new teammates and no returning receivers. But he has refused to do that.
It just came from me, you know, trying to do a little too much out there and force the ball downfield, thinking, you know, I can make throws into tight windows. Obviously, just being in some situations where I could have just checked the ball down, but, you know, I was trying to make that play.
He jokes about having to sit down at the combine repeatedly with teams who cue up the interception tape, as he puts it.
Yeah, I've definitely had some, the interception film is up there, and, you know, got to break it down to him, you know, take him step by step, what I was thinking, what my read was, why I threw the ball.
And he just has to watch, you know, that LSU linebacker stand there and catch the ball every single time. And, you know, his answer to that is, hey, if I didn't want to have to deal with that, then I shouldn't have thrown 17 interceptions.
I'm trying to think, what would it be like to be forced to watch your worst moments? I guess for a writer, like if somebody put up your typos, your factual errors, Tim, would you blame your editor?
If they put up like everything I wrote before I was like 27, I think I'd just crawl in a hole.
Speaking of how he's regarded by, you know, future coaches and scouts and that sort of thing, you did talk to folks around the NFL. What do they make of him?
They're really intrigued. And I think that they feel like he is somebody that has such a high ceiling that they don't want to regret not taking him, if that makes sense. I feel like there's this feeling there that with the other three that are expected to go in the first, 10 to 15 picks, I think there's sort of an understanding of what they're going to get. And I think Jordan Love is this wild card that's like, he could be so good. He could surpass those guys. That's realistic. I mean, he has the physical skills. He has the desire to be an all pro, to be Mahomesian, to use that word again. But then the other side is that they're not really sure if the other side, which is the propensity to take chances and to force the ball into spots that it can't get to, whether that is going to overtake that potential. And that's the battle I think they're fighting right now, is just deciding, who they're going to get. And they won't know until they get it.
So where do you think he's likely to go in the draft? What have you been hearing in terms of the range of possibilities?
Well, the latest I'm hearing is that, because Jordan says, I'm ready to be taken in the first 10 picks or wait until the third round. I mean, but there's no indication that he's going to drift beyond the top 20. I mean, that's, people are telling me they feel like if he gets past, 12 or 13, if he gets past the Raiders, who have some interest in him, and then if he gets by Miami at 18 again, if they decide to use one of their top picks for a quarterback, that there's going to be some movement. Somebody's going to try to trade up to get him. He has captured the imagination of enough teams that he's not going to fall below 20.
One team that's been linked to him as a possibility, it's a spicier option, is the New England Patriots. Now, of course, they're picking at 23. They might have to trade up for him, but what do you think about that rumor that Jordan Love could be Tom Brady's successor?
He and I actually talked about that. He, of course, didn't express any opinion on it. But yeah, I mean, he thinks that's kind of cool and a compliment to be linked to them, right? I mean, anybody that is looking to replace Tom Brady, that those are big shoes. And I think, it would be interesting if he got there because, he's got a lot of the things that the Patriots would like. He's smart. He gets rid of the ball quickly. I mean, there's a lot there. And that would be fascinating. That would be very fascinating.
I think a few months ago, very few people would have mocked Jordan Love over Justin Herbert, the Oregon quarterback, who's obviously plays for a more prominent program and was a big name coming into the season. At this point, do you think it's possible he could get drafted before him?
I do, Mina. And I think it has something to do with the way the NFL has evolved the last few years. They've become more enamored with the big arm guys who are willing to throw the ball down the field and take a chance. And that's where Jordan Love separates himself from Justin Herbert, is that Herbert, physically, he's off the charts as well, but his tape just shows a lot of checkdowns. It shows a lot of safe passes, doesn't take the big chances. And Jordan Love's the opposite. I mean, if he's got a guy open in the flat and a guy not open 40 yards downfield, he's probably going deep. So there's a different mentality there that I think the teams see. And I think they're kind of heading more toward the idea that they can teach a guy to be more cautious rather than teach a cautious guy to take more chances.
So, Tim, I realize trying to predict whether a quarterback will succeed in the NFL is like throwing a dart, right? Only the dartboard is taped to a dog that's running around a yard chasing a cat. It's really hard. But I'm going to ask you to do it anyways. After reporting on this, talking to people about Jordan Love, talking to Jordan Love himself, watching his tape, do you think he's got a shot?
I do. And, I tend to fall in love with guys that I write about. We tend to root for people that we like. But I just, the more I talk to people and the more I look at his ability and what he's able to do when things are really clicking in his offense and in his mind. I see a guy who's probably going to be a 5 to 8 year starter. I really feel like that's where he's going to fit. I think he's going to be really good. I think how he advances is going to be directly related to how much he has to play early.
I think that as young as he is and where he's coming from and his certain deficiencies that he's shown, they all kind of lead me to think that if he sat for a year, he'd probably be way better off.
All right, folks, you heard it here. Tim Kuhn says Jordan Love's going straight to the Hall of Fame. Fit the gold jacket.
That's right.
Thanks so much, Tim.
Hey, thank you, Mina.
Coming up, when athletes play video games online, some of them aren't playing around. We're presented by Marathon. Now, more than ever, we have to look out for each other and count on each other. And Marathon wants you to know that you can count on them for high-quality, top-tier gas. While we are aware travel might not be top of mind, there might be times where you have to hop in the car to run an errand. Maybe you have to drop off groceries and supplies to your family. Maybe you've become an amazing baker and want to drop off a few dozen cookies on your best friend's porch. Or maybe you just want to drive around to all of your friends' homes simply to wave from a safe distance. But before you head out, remember to fuel up at Marathon. Marathon gasolines are formulated with STP additives. They keep your vehicle running at peak performance by optimizing fuel economy, removing those ugly deposit buildups, and reducing emissions. Remember, wherever you need to go, the people at Marathon are behind you all the way. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Here's another story I want you to know. A couple weeks ago, we told you about the opportunity for esports right now, and we mentioned that professional athletes have been trying their hands at the digital equivalent of their own sports. It has gone better for some than others. Recently, NASCAR held a simulated race on the Bristol Motor Speedway with 32 cars, all driven by professionals, crammed onto the short track. The simulation, well, it took a very real turn when driver Bubba Wallace, who finished second at Daytona a couple of years ago, got in two accidents in the first 10 laps. The second occurred when rival Clint Bowyer knocked him, bounced outside, then drove into Bubba at the next corner.
Come on, Clint!
Oh,
God!
Wallace was so mad, he walked away. He quit the game.
Y'all have a good one.
Peace out!
Now, while some fans were perturbed by this, and of course, rage quitting is never the answer, though I'd be lying if I said I hadn't ended a Monopoly game or two in similar fashion, I think it's worth pointing out as we enter this new simulated age that when we watch amateurs compete online, and let's be clear, these professionals are amateurs when it comes to playing video games, real emotion is what makes it entertaining. After all, the best moment of the NBA 2K tournament occurred early on when the always reliably amusing Patrick Beverley dominated Hassan Whiteside on the digital court and trash-talked him in the process.
Yeah! I smell it! I'm the best ever! I'm the most ruthless loser in the business! There's no one that can doubt me! My style is impeccable!
Oh. Now, not every athlete is as entertaining as Pat Bev, but almost all of them are just as competitive. So going forward, I ask, if you can't give us real dunks, give us verbal ones, please. I'm Mina Kimes, and this has been ESPN Daily. I'll talk to you tomorrow.